back. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon, but it is his birthday. So if you see him, or if you want to message him, send him a happy birthday. He will greatly appreciate those birthday wishes. Folks, you're listening on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison, the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha, on Bull Falls Radio in Wausau, that's 98.9 FM, 1230 AM, and locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. And outside of just, you know, discussing the politics and news and headlines of the day, I also like to, and Brian as well. Brian's more of the baseball guy. Brian's a big fan of the Chicago Cubs, which I'm not, but he likes baseball. For me, my sport of choice, honestly, would probably be soccer, but the United States isn't great at soccer. So I do cheer for a few different clubs, European clubs, as well as I'll cheer for the national team when they're doing all right. But I don't follow closely because they don't do all right all that often. But really, each fall, my bandwidth outside of work gets taken up with football, National Football League, NFL, specifically fantasy football. And so Brian too a little bit, but again, baseball is his. Basketball and football have really been mine lately. And on that note, we're going to talk about some sports. We're going to move away from the politics and the headlines of the day with some headlines of what's going on in the sports world, because the Green Bay Packers have their first preseason game this Friday evening, I believe in Santa Clara, against the 49ers. And we have one Jason Hafeman, friend here of Dueling Tangents, on the ground in Green Bay. Jason, how you doing this afternoon?
Hey, Luke. It was a very interesting day here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. We started off with drizzle and rain, and then it warmed up and became like a beautiful afternoon. So I'd like to say the Packers practice followed that same trajectory, but there were some issues there that we can say. I don't think they're ready for the preseason game. Let me just say that.
Really? Okay. So there's still some work to be done between now and Friday's first game.
Yes. So here's the situation. You can look at two sides of a coin. The Packers defense looked incredible, as advertised in person.
All right.
So maybe that was causing the offense so many problems, but the offense really looked pretty rough. So I'm just prepping Packers fans. Don't expect a lot from the offense to start, but the defense looks stellar.
Well, that's good. Good expectations game playing as well, though, with Jason, because it is going to be interesting without wide receiver Davante Adams, several times Pro Bowl, vital portion of the Green Bay offense for the last, I believe, 8 or 9 years he was in Green Bay. Got traded away this offseason to Oakland, but I was like, that's not right, and then I couldn't place it. But the Las Vegas Raiders. Because they're making changes and making it harder on my mind when I'm jumping tangent to tangent. But no Davante Adams
still,
this
it still
year.
Doesn't quite sound right, yeah.
Yeah, it's
that
it's
Las
weird.
Vegas Raiders still doesn't quite, yeah.
It is. It's still strange to think about. But the offense without Davante Adams is going to be interesting. I think it's probably going to take not even just the 3 weeks that we've got in the preseason, but also kind of probably a few weeks into the regular season before the offense fully starts clicking. There has been a lot of hype around a wide receiving rookie, Romeo Doubs. Mm. Do you have any insight from on the ground today of that, or was it pretty much all not that great when it came to the offense during today's practice?
He looks solid. He looked good. He looked comfortable out there. Another guy, Amari Rodgers, a rookie from last year who struggled. Looks a lot more comfortable out there. So, I mean, I think there's some strides from the young guys, which will help. The line has a lot of gelling to do, and they're still figuring out stuff on the offensive line, which is a primary concern for the offense. I think that's even a bigger concern to me than the receivers at this point. But, you know, I just think it might be different for Packers fans this year. You might have to see games won a different way. I think the defense is going to be a legitimate shutdown defense, but also a turnover-causing defense. So, you know, there might be some lower scoring games. There might be games where the offense really struggles and the defense is, you know, holding teams down and you still win 9-6 or something like that.
So what you're saying for the fantasy football players out there is maybe the Green Bay Packers defense is a sleeper defense, because normally you don't rely on the Packers for production when it comes to fantasy football out of the defense. Do you think that maybe is a changer this year?
I do. I think there's going to be impactful plays, and one guy to watch out for is a guy who made a splash on the scene last year, Rasul Douglas. He is now playing a lot more in the slot, so closer to the line of scrimmage. I think that's going to allow him to make more impactful plays. They might send him on blitzes at times. He's still got a nose for the ball, so I think he's going to have a big season. Plus, earlier, I think it was last week, he came out and said his goal is to be Defensive Player of the Year in the NFL this year. So he's setting his goals pretty high.
That is a lofty goal. And some praise that was given last week, I believe, Aaron Rodgers said that Rasul Douglas was one of the – I believe he said he had the highest IQ, football IQ, when it came to playing the game since Charles Woodson. So that was Rodgers' praise of Douglas in the last couple weeks or so. I believe in the last week or two. And so Rodgers is recognizing that as well as being on the quarterback side of the ball, going up against Douglas, I would assume, in some of those first-team reps. And so that's pretty high praise from the back-to-back MVP quarterback, saying he's got the football acumen of one Charles Woodson, who's now in the Hall of Fame. So and former teammate of Rodgers. But that's great to know. What about... there's one other question. Oh, we got some injury updates by chance. I know there's been a number of Packers that lost some time last year. Biggest names that come to mind are Bakhtiari and Elgton Jenkins on the line and Robert Tonyan at tight end. Any chance you saw them up and at them, or what did you see from those players?
Sure. Bakhtiari came out, I think, just a couple minutes before practice ended. He was not chugging a beer like at Bucks games, but he was out on the field for a few minutes. Elgton Jenkins walked out. They're both wearing wraps on their left legs, which is where they had the knee injuries. Robert Tonyan's running around and looks really good. So I'm hopeful that he'll be back soon. And also some of the other guys, Patrick Taylor, who's a probably third-string running back. Nice guy to have on the team. He's looking better. And then a couple of the other guys look like they'll be back hopefully pretty soon too. So I think the team's getting healthier. The O-line guys, it's going to be a little while yet for those two guys, Jenkins and Bakhtiari.
Gotcha. So, well, that is a great update. Jason, I really appreciate you offering your time to join me on air today. We only got about a minute left, but when you offered last week, you were like, hey, I'm headed up to Packers training camp. I was like, yes, let's do a live on-the-spot scene then, because it's coming up quick. It's first preseason game this week, and I believe that marks like there's no more Sundays until February without professional football, if you count the preseason games taking place on Sundays. So, exciting news. I really appreciate you, Jason. We'll have to have you on the show again soon.
Hey, thanks, Luke. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it looks when they play another team. So, looking forward to that.
Perfect. Appreciate it. Well, you enjoy the rest of your trip up north, Jason. Really appreciate you stopping by this afternoon. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian today because he is the birthday boy. But if you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. We're now on Spotify and Apple as well when it comes to podcasts. We'll be back tomorrow at 2. Talk to you then.